Friends of the Everglades has filed two lawsuits aimed at halting further construction of the detention center, nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz by the Trump administration. The nonprofit groups argue that the project is moving forward without the environmental review required under the National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, and without public input.
Those of us who cherish the Everglades, which is millions of people in Florida and beyond, did not know this idea, this proposal was coming. In fact, it was such a shock that we wondered if it was a stunt. And as it turns out, it was a stunt, and they were also serious.
At the heart of the controversy is a murky chain of command. Although the detention center is federally commissioned, it's slated to be operated by the state of Florida. However, private contractors are already expanding the facility, claiming to work on behalf of ICE. Sample says the ambiguity appears to be an intentional strategy to sidestep NEPA requirements.
This gets to the heart of the problem. This plan to house thousands of detainees in concerning conditions, cruel conditions arguably, in the middle of the Florida Everglades in the summer, with all the disruptive impacts, has had zero environmental analysis. And we feel very strongly, and the law holds, that when you have a state-federal partnership like this, especially as it relates to immigration, that it is critical to conduct an environmental impact analysis under the National Environmental Policy Act. It is required. The law is very clear.
The National Environmental Policy Act, signed into law in 1970, requires federal agencies to assess environmental impacts before making decisions. But the lawsuit alleges those impacts haven't been reviewed, disclosed, or addressed.
We don't know all of the impacts that have occurred since construction began. We have documented some of them from the ground and the air. We have documented an area of paving, new paving and fill that has occurred. We've seen that from the air. That's on our social media. And then really critical to the Everglades, there are threats to water and wetlands. And in the Everglades, it's one big interconnected system of wetlands and waterways. When you impact one area, there can be downstream effects that are really concerning.
The Everglades is the largest mangrove ecosystem in the Western Hemisphere. It was designated an endangered UNESCO World Heritage Site in 2010. To date, over $20 billion in state and federal funds have been committed to its restoration.
State and federal governments, state and federal taxpayers have invested billions of dollars into restoring this ecosystem. It's the largest ecosystem restoration effort on the planet. So to move forward without any environmental impact analysis, with disregard for public input, is really in opposition to that investment and how the public has demonstrated it values the Everglades.
Defendants named in the case include DHS Secretary Noem, ICE Acting Director Todd Lyons, Florida Emergency Management Director Kevin Guthrie, and Miami-Dade County. Despite growing legal challenges, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis continues to support the project, which could detain up to 5,000 people. Paul Schweep, with the firm who represents Friends of the Everglades, says both lawsuits requested an expedited ruling. However, no hearing has been scheduled as of this broadcast.
We filed our complaint before anyone had been moved to the site, and we asked the judge to halt any further construction before any detainees were being held there. Our complaint was filed to protect the environment. It's now apparent that it's the human environment, the public health risk of this facility, that really called for it to be shut down immediately.
They argue state officials are exceeding their authority and say land zoned for aviation use should not be repurposed for mass detention.
Our request of the court is for the environmental impact analysis to be conducted as required by federal law. And we've requested halting of activities there so that can be done. It should have happened before. This law is designed so that the government looks before it leaps. And unfortunately, in this case, it leapt first, and it's not too late, though. It's really important to remember that. It is not too late to halt activities there, conduct the analysis, and let's see what the analysis says. And I think you can make a strong case that what's happening now in the heart of the Everglades is America's worst idea.
For KPFA and Pacifica Radio, I'm Lauren Schmidt.